Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sippy seats with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, I got a bunch of water all over my notes. It's a sweaty water, I touched it to my notes. Good luck to us all. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, the show that has occasional discussions about movies, and sometimes we play movie-related games. Coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, California, on Tuesday, October 16th, 2 Oceans 12. It's the night of the second presidential debates, by the way, which is why I won't be. I stopped live tweeting halfway through the debates to drive over here and to do this show. But if you guys don't mind, I'd like to really quickly send a tweet right now. I guess the debate probably just ended. So what can I say, having not seen it, that will sound like I have? Oh, I got it. This is meta live tweeting. Okay, so I wrote, "We did it." I said it wrong. I wrote a period. "We did it." Hashtag debate. Tweet. All right, so I took care of that. Since I last spoke a little bit and you listened with frustration, I got a little revenge on Todd Glass by interrupting his podcast the next morning at the LA Podcast Festival, so be sure to listen for the Todd Glass show from the festival, because I had a lot of fun at his show, mostly at his expense. Although I do acknowledge that all five of my guests on the Santa Monica High School show were all problematic in different ways, but they were all, it was Dave Anthony's first time, but all four of the other guests have been on the show before and not ruined it at all. They're always a complete delight. But that four, those five together, holy shit. And a helicopter, and a baby, and the microphones, we couldn't understand what each other was saying. So it was a crazy-ass show. And thank you to everyone who's sitting through it. I'm getting lots of tweets from people saying they sat through it. Some seem a little upset. Others seem to think it was a delight nonetheless. From the corrections department, the podcast festival in L.A. was actually put together by a bunch of dudes, not just Dave Anthony. He's the only one I mentioned on the show. The other co-founders are Graham Elwood, Chris Mancini, Andy Wood did a lot of work at the festival, and I think they did a great job. It was a lot of fun. Were any of you there at the festival? Nice. Exciting. Okay. Also in the corrections department, Adrian dies between Rocky V and Rocky Balboa. So thank you for that, J.P. Mendes and several other people. This Sunday, October 21st, I'll be at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois, O'Hareport adjacent, with a special guest who will play the Leonard Maltin game against audience members at the end of the stand-up show. For all of my October dates, costumes are encouraged. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Martin Urbano tweeted, in deleted scene from Silence of the Lambs, they show Buffalo Bill's will. It just says, put the lotion in the casket.
Put the lotion in the casket. This has been Tweet Relief.
All right, let's look in the prize bag. That was a good one, right? I don't know who Martin Urbano is, but nicely done. Hope he didn't like take that from somebody. I don't know why I'm accusing him of stealing it. Here's a bobblehead for a Dodger in the prize bag named Mike Socia. I think I pronounced that right. And then we got a Douglas Movies t-shirt. Some people have been sending me pictures of themselves wearing them. I always retweet those. A performer from the Los Angeles Podcast Festival brought his laminate thingy without the cord, though, so you might lose it, and without the lanyard. And I still have another bag of Doug's nuts, and I don't want those at all. But I'm sure they're delicious. They've ruined it. I mean, I'm sure that name's not so bad for other people, but for me, I don't care for it. And then I brought a copy of Smug Life, and we'll have to get one of the guests to sign this. It's a DVD of Bridesmaids. And so please help me in welcoming Judd Apatow, Wayne Fetterman, and Aziz Ansari.
I know that's all for me. I know I'm the one you're applauding for. I appreciate it. I totally appreciate it. Thanks. Thanks for coming out. It's fun to be here.
Who doesn't belong?
So that was Wayne Fetterman doing all that talking.
Obama just punched Romney.
What?
No.
Yeah, the post-debate forget it. thank you all for being here. We'll start with Wayne, though, since
yes.
He first spoke. Wayne Fetterman, everybody.
Thank you.
Please,
it's too much. Too much for people who barely know who I am. Embarrassing.
Last night, I got to see the premiere of Eliana Douglas's Easy to Assemble, Season 4.
Lot to say.
Season 4, This End Up. And it's a series. It's a fourth season of this internet series. Have you seen it, Judd? It takes place entirely in IKEA. Or not entirely in it, but it's about people that work at an IKEA. And much of it is shot in a real IKEA while it's open for business.
Is there any more?
Is there anything more to say?
Yeah.
I guess that wasn't a question. All right, let's move on. Where can people see it? You're in it.
I am in it.
And it's not Fetterman and out. You're in it throughout the season.
Right. Yeah. It's what she did is she kind of figured out, and there was just a whole article in the Wall Street Journal about it. She figured out how to like do a web series and have it, I guess they call it branded entertainment would be the correct term. Is that right? So the whole thing takes... you're the expert.
You're
on this,
a young
right?
buck.
You know what this is.
Tom Haverford would know.
Yes.
So that's it. So, it's very exciting. There's like 11 episodes. It's the fourth season, and there's been a lot of great Goldblum's been on it. And, you know, it's a fun show. And she plays herself as an IKEA employee who's like thinking of giving up show business.
Yeah, she's just Eliana Douglas goes to work at an IKEA.
Yeah. And it's, you know, and it's so, you know, it's just weird because I'm a huge fan of hers, and I remember her from Goodfellas. Do you remember that movie?
Yes, and of course, De Niro bit her face off in
Cape Fear.
Cape Fear, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's just she writes it and creates it, and it's really fun to be part of, and that's all I have to say. And guess where it's at? It's on the internet, so you have to click and thing and highlight.
Yeah, YouTube, and the episodes are 4 minutes long, and the first two came out today.
I'm just thrilled to be part of that. It's not, I mean, Judd has a big movie coming out, it's not quite that, but it's...
What's the name of that movie?
It's called This is 40, and we just saw it.
Yeah, yesterday. It was so exciting. First of all, Judd Apatow is here, everybody. Because of your fanciness, you were like, well, you should see This is 40 before I come on your movie show. And I was like, that's awesome. But, you know, you're not going to send me a screener of a big Universal Christmas release.
I didn't trust
several months ahead of time. So I invited Wayne to join me, and we went and got to have a private screening in a fancy screening room at Universal. There was even like a button I could push and say, could you hold the movie for a moment?
Did you use it?
There seems to be a focus problem. No, that's the thing. She taught me about the button. Wayne goes, all right, I'm going to run to the restroom, and then we'll watch the movie. Wayne walks out the door, ba-ba-bum, like the Universal theme comes blaring on. Wayne can't find the bathroom. He finally gives up and comes back.
Right.
And this is probably a good review of the film. You had to pee the entire movie, but you never got up and left.
Yeah.
And you watched the entire thing.
I mean, know your movies. Never short.
No.
Never short. Never
at all.
I didn't get an invite to this screening. I still haven't seen the movie. I got an email about seeing the movie from some woman. Yeah. Her name was Sharon. I got an email about a screening in New York. And I was like, I'm not in New York.
There's one tomorrow.
In L.A.?
Yeah.
I'll go to that.
All right.
Never mind. I'm busy.
You sure you're not? You're kayaking tomorrow, aren't you?
Yes.
You got to finally get around to using that thing.
But this woman emailed me. This woman emailed me. And she was like, we're not doing any screenings in L.A. And I was like, but the premiere is in December. I was like, great, I'll come to that. And I was like, I heard your DJ in the after party. And she was like, yes, there will be an after party. There should be a DJ. I was like, no, I heard you're DJing. Is that true? And she's like, no. I was like, I saw a flyer with your face on it. And I just kept it going way too long with someone that had zero interest in joking around.
Well, if you're not DJing, you're probably missing because I see your face all over. It's on a lot of posts. So that's Aziz Ansari, everybody. Also in the facility. And I didn't invite you to the screening because I didn't go willy-nilly with inviting people myself, but it's I guess I could have brought a few people because the screening was just for us.
Yeah, and there was about 25 seats there.
Yeah.
Was it intimate, like for you guys watching it together? Did you have a shared experience of some kind?
I think so. We laughed at different things,
and we
looked at each other sometimes. But we sat a few seats apart from each other. There's no reason to get all cozy when it's already a tiny room. But the craziest part for me is there's a guy that's making sure we're not going to steal it, that we're not going to videotape it.
So there's
a guy whose job, he's a security guy that looks like he could give a shit about the latest anything.
Right. Sorry, Judge.
Any movie.
Yeah, sorry.
Because that fucking guy's going to have to sit through Les Mis a bunch of times. There's just a guy, he just had to sit there. And at first he was standing, and I was like, this is going to creep me out if a guy's standing just watching us the whole time. When are we going to get to masturbate if this guy doesn't hit the bricks? But then eventually he just was like, and he even sat down like this. It was even kind of like... And I never looked at him because I just felt like it'd be weird to look at him. But I also thought it was weird that there's scenes of like people having sex and stuff.
Right.
And like I never care about the rest of the audience when there's a whole rest of an audience. But it was interesting to see a movie that's that dirty with just two dudes.
And
one of them's got, I think two of them had ties on.
Yeah, it was weird. We had like Super Usher behind us.
But did he laugh ever?
I don't think I ever heard him laugh.
That might have been the 20th time he's seen it.
Yeah. But I would laugh still if I saw that 20 times because different things would make you laugh, you know, if you miss things. But also, There's some really solid, hilarious things in there.
Yeah.
And Albert Brooks is in it, we should say.
Oh, my favorite.
Who's so great. And past guest John Lithgow, hopefully future guest again on this show, is in the movie. He's not exactly the most lighthearted character.
If you were to give me a quote to put in the ads from you...
For me?
What would for both of
you? We can each do one. And an Aziz can do one, too.
Yeah.
We loved it. Ushers hate it. Security fucking couldn't care, but we liked it a lot.
I'd be a little bit more delicate about it. I'd just say, not for old fucks.
Haven't been invited to screening.
That would be an awesome quote for a movie ad.
But
Have some goddamn fun with it.
Yeah, your daughters are in it.
My daughters are in it, and I pay them, and then I can keep the money myself.
Judd has the best. It's the best scam he's got going because he can be sitting at his computer going, I would really like to see my wife play with Megan Fox's breasts, and then
two.
You write the scene, and then it happens. Yeah. And they're both into it.
That's right.
Genius.
I can have her.
Genius.
I can have her make love to Paul Rudd at will. Ah.
That part's a little creepier. I'm a little less comfortable with that part. On your behalf, I didn't like seeing the two of them hook up.
Very close. The camera was very close on those shots. How does that work?
I just think,
you're sitting watching that.
Well, I like it. I like it because I just know how disgusted she is, so I like it. With certain people, I could tell she likes it, and then I get grossed out. But if she doesn't like it, it's like a cruel game.
The rest of us, we're all going to, for the next 15 minutes, we're all going to talk about Fast 6, a movie that hasn't come out that we all saw and you guys haven't seen.
What?
Let's talk about that scene where Dominic Toretto steals the tank.
Are they really going to call it Fast 6?
The last one was called Fast 5.
I know. This one just sounds like a slightly longer hand job. Or it's one of those people with six fingers.
Oh. Oh. Not cool, Doug.
Oh.
I would like.
Lost the six-fingered listeners.
I just realized that Wayne wasn't in This Is 40, and he was in Knocked Up, and I should have brought your character back.
Well, yeah. I was a little troubled that
ahead,
at the very least Leslie didn't ever yell at him like first fantasy football. What was it, football or baseball?
Baseball.
Fantasy baseball. First fantasy baseball. Now, you know what I mean? Like because they've sort of been through that. They've been through that before. Well, I loved when the way you mentioned Seth Rogen's character.
Right.
The last time I saw Ben, he gave me a bunch of weed.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
And that's the only mention of him the entire movie.
Yeah, but at least it's there. You know what I mean? Like, at least
so I should call back every aspect of Knocked Up in the movie.
Just have Martin Starr walk by with a crazy long beard, like all the way to his feet.
We did talk about that because I have been in every one of Judd's movies up until This Is 40.
Yeah.
So this could be a horrible mistake. It was like a jinxing of myself.
No, it's not a jinx at all.
Because you were in the nightclub with Randy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Reunion. Yeah. We didn't even realize it.
I know. Well, I was in character. I was wearing a vest.
When is the last time Randy has seen the light of day?
In the performance?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I mean, I was just doing it when we were doing the movie, and then I did it when I recorded my special, and that's probably the last time I did it, I think.
Do people yell out for it at shows?
Yeah, I mean, you know, once you do anything in comedy, people will pick the thing they're going to yell at you. So now it's, you know, Randy occasionally, treat yourself, various other things. Just Tom! Do people yell stuff at you, like stuff that you've written?
No, they don't.
They don't yell.
Heavyweights! Yeah. Celtic Pride!
Cable guy!
But that was like a funny...
Emmy winning Larry Sanders show!
When you were doing Randy, it was really fun watching you create the character because we said, okay, we want to do like the incredibly successful, obnoxious comedian. And Aziz took old jokes, which he I guess you didn't want to use them anymore and just turbocharged them and made them obnoxious and then danced around a lot after every joke.
Yes.
And then you brought a DJ into it, and then the DJ would start scratching after every single joke, and then the crowds would go crazy, and we couldn't tell if they were going crazy because they were in on the fact that we were making fun of comedy or they just loved Randy.
It was the craziest time when I did Randy was... eventually, I just started writing jokes just for Randy, which were just about, like, all about just getting your dick sucked all the time. That was just, like, all his premises were just like, isn't it crazy when you're getting your dick sucked and then X happens? That was, like, the template. And I dropped in at the Laugh Factory, and, like, I just told the guy, like, just introduce me as this guy, Randy. Don't say I'm, like, a guy working on a character, and just pretend like this is a real guy. And no one in the audience, like, knew my other stuff and thought this was a real guy, and this one table was just so into it, and I just thought it'd been so amazing if I just went up to him afterwards and was like, I that's a character, that's not a real person, the person you really liked is a fake person.
Did it bother you that people liked Randy?
No, because I mean, I think that stuff is funny and entertaining. Like, I do think they're like well-written jokes, even though they're about the most absurd, stupid things. Like, there is, like, solid writing behind it. You can only coast so much on just, like, the charm of yelling about your dick. Like, that will carry you for, like, a minute or two.
But also, jumping around is delightful. Like, a lot of comics don't do it because it'd be exhausting.
It carries you for a minute or two, but, you know, you've got to have the well-written dick-sucking jokes behind it, or else it'll all fall apart real fast.
Do you have anything movie-wise that you've... finished up that's in the can, as they say?
Movie-wise, no. I've been shooting Parks and Rec. And
more
then,
Parks and Rec. More Parks and Rec. Treat yourself.
And I just did a stand-up tour when we had the hiatus. I'm going to reboot Jingle All the Way for Christmas in December. So I do have that coming. So
you got
just in time for the holidays.
You're
going
to
all
reboot
the way.
It.
Yeah.
What's you brought for the prize bag? Some energy sheets?
Yeah, these things are awesome. These are energy sheets. These, okay, so the way it works is it's like those breath strips, only you put them on your tongue and they dissolve on your tongue, but these have energy. It's just caffeine and vitamin B. There's no calories, no sugar, there's no crash. And they're pretty amazing. They, like, really get you fired up in a way I have never experienced with any other energy product. I don't like 5-Hour Energy. I don't like Red Bull. I love energy sheets. And, it's pretty serious stuff. So I brought those. I also forgot to have... bring a gift, and these were in my bag. So, no, but they're a great gift. Oh, shit. You all are excited, and I shouldn't have said that. No, but
some
these are great.
Some guy trying to yell something about it over here.
What?
What's up?
Okay.
All right. That really wasn't worth it. But what the gentleman said was, I hope Parks and Rec gets picked up for another season. I think we all agree. It really goes without saying.
Yes.
I brought a gift, which is a $50 gift card to Sephora.
Oh, that's awesome. That's very nice.
So that's real.
All right,
that's
$50. Give me before you change your mind.
They have makeup and also makeup.
And
I don't know
it's
what
Rob Delaney's favorite place to fart.
I don't know what Sephora is.
They sell makeup. You know, this is exciting
for
me.
Can you sign your copy of Bridesmaids?
This is exciting for me to be here with Wayne, because Wayne, I think Wayne was the first comedian I met when I moved to California in 1985. And did you just move there like that day or within a few days of that also?
I was on a kind of a fact-finding trip in the fall of 85, yeah. And we met outside the Laugh Factory, right?
We met outside the Laugh Factory and have been friends ever since. And I'm sorry I didn't put you in This Is 40.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I just realized how long we've known each other. It's been 27 years.
We were talking about it. Like, it's so fun to watch it. And obviously, it's super personal. I mean, it is like you go there.
It's a documentary.
Really, yeah.
Should I not have gone there?
No. I think.
Why don't other people go there?
All right. Because I know you, because I just know you and your life. And so it's like, it was just really,
Wayne, it's all fictional.
What?
What would that movie be like if, like, Martin Scorsese hired someone to play him and then just made a movie about his life and what he does, or, you know, anybody like that? It's not something people do since, I guess, Woody Allen.
Right. But nothing in the movie actually has happened in real life.
Oh, that's good.
It's just emotionally accurate. But okay. I have not ever asked Leslie to look at my anus to tell me if there was a worm or a tear.
Rudd just showed up one day and asked everybody on the set.
It's a metaphor for life. Yeah, that's all.
And you put a Les Mis song in the movie. I was happy to hear that.
That's product placement right there to promote the next Universal picture.
Yeah, like 4 days later.
Yeah, 4 days
You're
later.
You're essentially competing against each other.
Yeah, they'll crush me. Jean Valjean will beat the shit out of me.
You're so excited about that movie, aren't you?
Who is that man to go to jail for me? I gave my life to God, you know. I learned that lesson long ago. He gave me hope when hope was gone. He gave me strength to carry on. Who am I? Who am I?
I think 2-4-6-0-1
I know 2-4-6-0-1
I don't mind having them crush me.
Hugh Jackman's gonna nail that.
It's gonna be good. Yeah. I gotta say,
it's gonna be good. They're all muddy. They're all dirty. It's like a battle going on. Like people are gonna get killed.
And Anne Hathaway has sexy short hair.
No.
Then she
I
dies.
I don't care for that look. I associate the short hair look with someone who didn't want a haircut and got one anyway.
Yeah,
it's traumatic.
She has to cut off her hair.
Yeah.
To sell it, right?
Yeah, and they really sing on the set. They don't. They don't sing the pre-recorded tracks. So it's.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
I like to promote all the movies that are up against us. 0630?
Zero Dark 30.
Zero Dark 30? That's the Bin Laden killing movie. That comes out the same day as us, so you should see that too. You can see them both in the same day.
All right.
This is 40, and then you kill Bin Laden afterwards.
I just thought of a slogan for Les Mis from the director of fucking King's Speech. So Wayne Federman, do you still do your annual International Film Festival?
Yes, I do. That'll be in January.
It's in a family.
Yep.
And tell people the premise.
Couple people know about it.
What's the premise of the festival?
The premise of the festival is this. I pick comedians to select a movie that they love or were inspired by but cannot be in. They cannot be in the movie. So it's not like a self-promotion thing.
So your movie could be This Is 40.
Absolutely. So
it's probably January's probably a little too soon for it to be playing CineFamily.
Yeah, that would be a bad sign. No. So
or a special event.
Or a crazy thing. And then last year Gary Shandling did it, and he picked the Martin Scorsese movie. I'm blanking on the name of it.
King of Comedy.
The King of Comedy. And so because that really informed the Larry Sanders Show, and it was a really great night, and it was kind of interesting. He was a little emotional talking about seeing the movie again and what it meant to him. So that was a great night. So this year we have, so far, signed up. We got Patton Oswalt. He has not picked his movie yet. And Sacha Baron Cohen's going to be doing it. So and then there's three other slots. So.
I'm thinking that Sacha Baron Cohen's going to pick a Peter Sellers movie.
Yeah.
Or maybe Alec Guinness. And what do you think the other guy is going to do?
I don't know. I mean, he has such a wide, you know, Patton has such a wide palette when it comes to movies. I have no idea. But hopefully something.
Somebody's going to have to answer a question across a bridge
maybe
or
fist
have
foot,
some goats or
maybe
something.
Maybe Fist Foot Way or something.
What?
Or Foot Fist Way.
Fist Foot Way, yeah.
Foot Fist, what is it called?
Foot Fist Way.
Foot Fist Way.
Come on, Wayne, just fit-fisted it.
He fit-fisted it.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, maybe that. What would you pick?
Yeah, that's what I was getting to next.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Go ahead, you ask.
You have hosting instincts.
Wait, what?
What would be a movie you'd like to show an audience? Check this out. It influenced me.
It influenced?
You loved and just like, oh, my God.
Die Hard?
Yeah.
That totally works.
No, when I was a kid, I watched way more action movies than I did comedies. I watched Die Hard, Terminator 2. I watched those movies all the time.
Hilarious
I still watch
movies.
Them all the time.
They're funny.
Yes. This is what but comedy wise, you know what movie I watched a lot when I was a kid that I still watch a lot? Coming to America. I think that holds up really well.
Yes. I love that Eric LaSalle from ER is that guy with the long hair and the Jerry curl.
Yeah.
What about you, Judd? What do you think?
Welcome to the Dollhouse.
Oh, that's an interesting pick.
That's a great
pick.
One. And that was a big inspiration when we were doing Freaks and Geeks. I loved there was all these dinner table sequences where they would get mad at her and not let her have her cake and give her cake to her sister. Eat her cake. But I thought that was a great movie and a great kind of underdog Freaks and Geeks-ish.
Yeah, it'd be fun to see that with like a packed theater over there at the Cinefamily. So maybe we can make that happen, maybe? Would you do it?
Probably.
All right. Total commitment. 100% on board. He's canceling his vacation plans. Push back the start of the next movie. When can we look forward to This Is 41?
Exactly. That's December 21st, 2013. I would do it like every 7 years for the rest of my life.
Like Michael Apted?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it.
I think that no one else really does that and make a sequel every 7 years with the same family.
Before sunrise, before sunset.
Oh, that's true. They're kind of doing it.
Those are pretty huge intervals between movies, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I think they have another one coming out. It'll be 8 years.
Is there one with colors in it also?
Red, white, and blue?
Yeah. Wasn't that multiple years?
I don't know how many years apart those were. But thank you for playing our game.
I'm wrong.
Not necessarily. I just can't confirm.
Now, Doug and I, we've known each other since 87?
Pretty soon after you first met Wayne, I'm sure. We ran around and did a lot of the same shows. And
We weren't very good.
You said that on some other show recently, and I was like, what? But...
No, and I wrap everyone into it, like
fun.
We all weren't very good.
Yeah, yeah, but we had fun though, and that's what matters.
Ourselves.
We cracked each other up, and that's.
What was your rent in your apartment back then?
Oh, I don't even remember. Probably like $400 or something.
I was paying $425, and my roommate Adam Sandler was paying $475 because he had the bathroom in his bedroom, and he paid $50 extra for that privilege.
And you guys had the air conditioning on, cranked at all times.
Yeah, Sandler
had a thing. So it was always freezing. I'd have to bring a sweater.
Yeah, he had a thing about like the apartment being like 60 degrees always.
60?
Yeah, I mean, it was just freaking ice cold. And I'm not sure why.
How are you supposed to stay hard when it's so cold?
All right, does anybody hunger for games?
Yes.
This is the part I warned you guys about. Aziz and Wayne have experienced it before.
Wait, what is
this? This is Judd's first time to this.
Okay, these people, go ahead, explain.
Oh, maybe Aziz, it's been so long since you've been on that this wasn't happening yet.
Okay.
You get to select someone in the audience based on their name tag that you'd like to play for when we play the Leonard Maltin game, which you have played that.
Yeah, I have played that. Okay. Yeah. Wayne, you go first.
I'm grabbing that computer right over there.
Everybody just get up and go, just walk over and just take the name tag you want to play for from the person. There's some Frankenberry. The food items are always good. There's a, instead of Looper, it says Luker.
You know, I haven't seen Looper, but that's about ADR, right? That's a Hollywood ridiculous, stupid thing to say. That's about people who do voice. Judd.
Yeah, Judd picked a very creative.
Yeah, that's bright.
Blinking thing.
I'll do the guy that drew the owl.
You have to go get it.
Yeah, go grab it from him.
He does it.
Just touch it. Just wash your hands right after the show. He drew Alf. So Judd's got a bucket of candy that's got lights on the inside of it.
Got some Whoppers and some Reese's and some Kit Kats.
And it says Summer. So that's your name, Summer? Okay. I was going to say...
I can't get your name back on this computer. What happened?
Oh, no. We lost the name tag aspect of it.
Topic one is like some sort of...
Topics of discussion. Introduction.
Thank you.
Oh, she used to bring a Frisbee, and I always worry that I'm pronouncing her name wrong. How would you pronounce it, Wayne?
It's Kala. It's almost like Chala, but without the Jew. It's DJ
incorrect.
Right?
It's incorrect.
You telling me this isn't Kala?
It's not.
What do you think this is, Judd?
Kala.
What do you think it is, Aziz? It's not Kala. It's not Kala. What do you think?
Kaya.
Kaya?
Oh, like I don't know. It's not Kala. That's what it looks like. K-A-L-L-A.
Yeah, come on. You let's just change it to Kala.
That's why I always worry I'm saying it wrong, but it's Kala.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Yeah. Okay, so it's just... I thought it was something...
Understandable mispronunciation.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Kala. And so Aziz is playing for... Who drew an Alf picture for you?
Al? Is that your name?
Yep. And Alf... Oh, I see. He crossed out the F. But Alf is saying, "Hey, Willie, I eat it all the pussy." Because Alf was famous for his cunnilingus. And Wayne's playing for... Oh, and Judd's playing for Summer. Okay.
Wait, I want to show...
Are you ready for the summer?
This is her screensaver.
It's very... It's young Michael Jackson.
What is going on? I just... By the way, you use PowerPoint. You don't use Keynote, I would think. I think it would be part of the family. I like family. Go ahead.
Since it's his first time, we'll start with Judd.
Yeah.
I will pick. You will get to pick between three categories, Judd, that you would like to play in the Leonard Maltin game. Starting with at Kubrick97 on Twitter suggested Stoned Presidents, and that's movies about presidents directed by Oliver Stone. Or we just did a show the other night at Santa Monica High School, and I didn't get a chance to say this, but Nicolas Cage and Sean Penn both attended that school. So movies that feature Nicolas Cage and Sean Penn.
In the same movie?
Yeah. So as you can see, some categories are narrowed down considerably. In this case, it's probably narrowed down to three and two movies.
Hold on.
But I'll give you one with a little bit. Yeah, don't use Callus. Don't use Callus computer.
IMDb.
Okay. Be sure to use your microphone, Wayne.
I got it. Sorry. I was doing a mime bit for the crowd.
Brandon L. Star with two R's, suggested Sarah Silverman, and that's movies that have a female robot in them.
Whoa. I just know Small Wonder, and that's a TV show.
Yeah, and don't try not to pre-guess. So which one of those would you like to play, Judd?
I'll play the Nicolas Cage and Sean Penn movies.
Okay, would you
I'm
like...
I'm still trying to think of what the second one is.
Would you like a Nick Cage, Sean Penn movie from 1982 or 1984?
Well, that just kind of gives it away, doesn't it?
Maybe.
84.
Okay. I'll tell you some things about this movie. Leonard Maltin gave it 3 stars out of Bomb to 4 stars. Again, the year is 1984. He says that this movie, that one of the sets where the movie takes place, Leonard says, is a gem! Exclamation point. So remind me to explain the rest of that later. And he also says that the movie has appealing stars. And he lists 9 names. So now the question is, how many names do you think you can name it in? And if you think you know the movie, you can bid 0 names, or you could bid negative names. If you think you can name the cast reading from the top of the list down, like if you know the stars of the movie and in what order. I know. It's a lot to throw at you.
What's the last part?
The last part is, you think you know the name of the movie?
Yeah.
Do you think you know who's the top billed person in it?
That's a tough one on this movie.
So you say -1 if you think you can do that, but if you can't, you should just keep it at 0 if you think you know the name of the movie. Or you could bid like 4 or 5 names and get to hear some names, and you know, and then that'll help you to decide if you are correct in your assumption of what it is.
What would make sense?
I gave you your options.
I feel like if I just say the name of the movie, the whole game isn't fun and the night ends.
Well, that's why you got to do the bidding. You got to say 0 names, or and you could be wrong.
Okay, I'm going to go -1.
Okay. So next we go to Wayne.
I'm going to say name the movie.
Okay, yeah. So you just need to tell me the name of the movie and the top billed performer.
I'm going to say Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
And?
And the top billed performer.
Here we go.
Billed? Oh! Jennifer Jason Leigh.
No, the top billed performer is Sean Penn.
Oh, my God.
And it's because it's not
Fast
Times at Ridgemont High. It's the other movie they did together called Racing with the Moon.
Oh. Yeah. Fast Times was 82?
Yeah. And Leonard says, that bowling alley is a gem. Very excited about the bowling alley in Racing with the Moon. So bowling alley enthusiasts.
Elizabeth McGovern was in Racing with the Moon. Right?
So
right.
Cute. Liked her.
If I'm not mistaken, a young Doug Benson is in that movie.
What movie?
Fast Times at
Ridgemont. Oh, yes,
High.
Yes. It's like, I'm not Racing with the Moon, you lunatic. You moonatic.
All right, well, 2 years earlier, you were in a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's true. That was the first thing I was ever in. And they shot it at the same mall that later I was in the scene where Arnold Schwarzenegger swings through the mall in Commando, which was so much fun to shoot because the mall was closed, but all the extras were told, okay, now panic. And it was just so much fun to run around panicking in a mall, right. Knowing that it's not real.
Now, with these, did you ever do extra work in a movie?
No.
Just straight to top billing.
I didn't know anybody.
Nice,
I just moved
nice,
up here.
Nice. Some of us had a kind of...
Straight to being in movies for 3 minutes.
The only people I knew when I moved up here were like people that did that kind of stuff. Yeah. And then when I fell into stand-up comedy like 4 or 5 months after I moved to L.A., that's when I started hanging out with all the guests on this show.
I remember Rob Schneider's wife at the time. She used to be an extra on Cheers. And it was like, oh my God, you get to sit at the bar at Cheers. You've got the best job ever.
That had to be horrible, right? I mean, not horrible, but like at the tapings go on for hours and hours of just sitting there.
Yeah, but afterwards you get to fuck Kelsey Grammer.
And they didn't have, like being an extra now is probably a lot easier because you have your fucking cell phone. Like you can sit there and do shit on your phone.
Then you have to read the LA Weekly.
Oh, yeah. When I used to be an extra in things, we'd just sit around and just, like people would bring folding chairs, especially the older ones, and then some book or something. And I'd just spend the afternoon in a parking lot watching somebody read a book.
Must have been horrifying watching someone read like that.
Why didn't you read a book?
I don't read books in parking lots. I sat there and waited for computer technology so that I could watch movies.
Doug, by the way,
waiting.
5 years before you did extra work on Fast Times, I was an extra in a movie. John Frankenheimer film, Black Sunday.
Were you in the stadium scene?
I am in the Orange Bowl, yeah.
Nice.
Row K in the blue section, if you're... anyone's curious.
Have you ever gone for a ride in the Goodyear blimp?
No. Yeah,
I have.
What?
That's right. I'm a blimp dropper. I'll let you know when I get around to getting on the Fiji one. Fiji? Fuji. Fuck.
Kala. Cola?
Fuji fucking blimp. All right, so that means that Wayne got the point.
Yeah.
So we'll start with Aziz, get him involved.
God, I hate dominating like this.
And then we'll go in the opposite direction. So it goes Aziz, Wayne, and then Judd. So you got a second here, Judd, to prepare for what's coming at you. Aziz gets to pick a category. At the Daz, D-A-Z, suggested Crankin' Weenie. And Crankin' Weenie is a movie where someone is caught masturbating. We can't play that category right now because we all know what movie I picked for that. That's hilarious. I did not even realize I loaded the same movie into two different categories. All right, at Erica Hates Owls. I'll just play that one next week and none of the guests will know the difference. Erica Hates Owls suggested Paranormal Blacktivity. And that's movies that have an African-American ghost in them.
Whoa, that is going to be tough to beat. That's like one of my favorite things I've heard in life.
It's okay. Well, this is pretty good, too. It's Angela Lansbury's birthday today. So the films of Angela Lansbury. Or for your third choice, you can go with... Oh, here's a good one. We're going to need a bigger float.
Oh.
That's movies that have a parade in them. So, bigger float or Angela Lansbury or Blacktivity?
So tough. Oh, wait, no, it's not. Black Ghosts.
Yeah. Maybe Angela Lansbury solved the murder of that person. That black ghost. Did she ever solve a murder case that was a black person? I don't think so. I think it was a very white community she was solving crimes in. Two and a half stars is the ease for this movie that has African-American ghost in it from 1996. Leonard calls it overlong. And he also, I know he says that a lot. He also says, definitely not for all tastes. And he lists 13 names. Wait a second. 12 names. 12 names. How many names do you think?
And there has to be an African-American ghost.
Yeah, from 1996.
1996. I can do it in one name.
For reals?
What? For reals?
Yeah, Wayne.
For reals.
I think Wayne's gonna take this whole thing down just because you guys are too confident.
Name that ghost. Okay.
All right.
Your one name. Would you like the clues again?
96. Mm-hmm. Overlong.
Two and a half stars.
Taste, 2.5 stars.
Mm-hmm. And okay. Your one name. So this is the 12th person.
Wait. Oh, it's the 12th build person.
Yeah.
Shit. Not I thought it was like the first person. Okay.
So that's why I think this one name might not be enough help for you.
What if it was?
The one on the other end would be a lot of help.
Okay. Let's.
What you were thinking you would get.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hear it.
It's R. Lee Ermey.
Ah. R. Lee
the Ermey? The great R. Lee Ermey.
That actually is not a bad 12th name to get because he's only been in a couple of movies.
Yeah, let's narrow it down. It's not Saving Silverman.
Fuck, man.
One guy there.
I don't think this guy was in this movie that I thought it was.
It has a black ghost?
There's only like one movie with a black ghost.
Yeah, what's the black ghost movie?
Ghost Dad.
Oh, shit! There's two.
Wait, I know another one.
What is it?
Isn't that Chris Rock movie?
He was a ghost?
Yeah.
Doesn't he die in that movie?
Oh, like Kevin Can Wait?
Yes, but he plays a white guy, or people think he's a white ghost, so he's technically a black guy trapped in the body of a white ghost.
Nice try with your black ghost history.
Okay. I just felt very confident about
it. Save it for February.
But I knew that.
What movie is this? Can you tell us what movie it is?
Yeah, that's how this works.
Wait.
No, that's good night, everybody. It's the one name you would have gotten if you.
What was the top name?
From the top name would have been Michael J. Fox, the gentleman behind me.
And that would have been the Frighteners?
Frighteners, yeah.
Yes.
Didn't know there was black ghosts in that. I never saw it.
With everybody's favorite, Chai McBride as a black ghost with a big afro, and he's even on the poster.
Was that a Peter Jackson movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why Leonard wasn't totally into it, because it was overlong and not for everybody. And that means Wayne Federman is our winner, everybody. Yeah.
Thank you.
Kala!
Wow. You got crushed.
Sorry. I did not know.
There you are. There's your prize bag, and let's give her
Calla,
let's give her a computer back.
Yeah,
and let's see. Oh, good. He wrote a shithead on the back of the ALF sign. And Summer, do you is your shithead written on the bottom of that thing or something? Or okay, can you just come and write one down for me? The consolation prize for people who you guys were playing for that didn't win the bag today is I will name anyone they want. I will call anyone they want a shithead.
Oh, nice.
On their behalf. What? One of them's very confusing. I hope this one's more concise. Oh, boy. All right. So, any plugs?
No, I've already said everything I've ever done. I've done my
entire
resume.
You didn't mention Charlie's Angels Full Throttle.
That's true. Good point.
And watch for Aziz on Parks and Rec Thursday nights.
9:30.
And Judd Apatow's This Is 40, December 21st?
That's right. And December 25th is Les Mis.
Well, please, if you want to come back and sing some more from Les Mis, that would be awesome. I can't wait to see it. I've already seen, I was looking forward to This Is 40 and Les Mis, so you took care of one of those already. And thanks again to all three of my guests. Let's hear it for them. Judd Apatow, Aziz Ansari, Wayne Fetterman of the Wayne Fetterman International Film Festival. I'll be at Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona, October 27th at 4:20, doing a stand-up with some Leonard Maltin game at the end. And as always, Melissa Sullivan is a shithead. So that's, you know, some people use it to go personal.
Right.
And some people use it to confuse me completely. Also, as always, Willem Dafoe's wiener, the night of all butt fucks, Eve, is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold is viewing prowess makes it